Hey everyone, this is your boy Daily News from the Real Dream Podcast. On behalf of Duke Mailman and I, we want to thank all of you guys for listening to us and supporting us. If you like what you hear, please follow us on our social media pages. We're at The Real Dream Podcast on Facebook. We're at TRDcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if that's not enough for you, look us up on Linktree at linktree.com/TRDcast. Thank you all for the support and enjoy the episode. Welcome to the Real Dream Podcast. I'm your host, Daily News. I'm here with my boys, Duke and Mailman. How y'all doing today, fellas?
What up?
We're back.
Yes, we are. We are back, man. Back on a new year. 2022 is the move right now. We hope everybody had a good holiday and everything like that. I know we all did. We got together and kicked it a couple times, man. So let's start it off right, man. We got a couple topics that are near and dear to us. Our first topic of the day comes from the clinic again. Let me establish something with the clinic, and I speak to y'all from my heart. We appreciate and love all the questions that y'all are throwing at us, and we want y'all to keep it going. I see that all y'all are writing from the same account, and we want to let you know that though we appreciate your conversations, y'all don't have to do it from the same account. We don't care who you are. We don't. I love the nicknames, but there's nothing that's going to happen. I just want, because they be like, oh, have you seen their nicknames? They be coming up with some dope nicknames, like Phlebotomy Gang.
Well, they do that on purpose. We talking about doctors and nurses and shit. That's why they made one account.
That's true. Well, then Keep up with the nicknames. They got some dope nicknames. So I'm going to keep it going. Just keep sending them on. But today, we're going to hit up Phlebotomy Gang with this question to us. And this question is...
Whoa, what? Wait, what?
Phlebotomy Gang. Name again? Phlebotomy
Run
Gang.
That shit by me again?
Phlebotomy Gang.
God damn.
Yay. You know, they blood. They bloods with it. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm like, yeah, I know, right? Like a set tripping in this bitch.
I know, right?
What?
All
Phlebotomy Gang.
That money they all
yay, yay. Hey, respect. Shit.
So let's get to it, man.
Didn't I catch y'all on the west side?
I wonder if they should do that, though. She, I don't know if the clinic should be doing that. Should y'all be having gang wars? Y'all be like, nah, we Phlebotomy Gang out here. Like, nah.
Gang.
The motherfuckers that deal with the handicap, we Crips over here. We fuck with the
shit. You going to hell.
I'm so sorry. I couldn't resist. Like, that, one,
that was a good one. You're going to hell,
baby. Baby Jesus, he didn't mean it, baby Jesus.
I was just kidding. For real, I was kidding. That was funny.
All right, so let's get to this question. As mailman, go ahead and anoint his forehead with holy water. We're going to talk about the question is, I have a question. It's a thing that in my house, when do y'all all feel that it is appropriate to start having children do actual/real chores, dishes, cleaning the bathroom, taking out the trash, etc., for an allowance? My wife seems to think they can just get money for half-ass cleaning rooms and not helping with other things. My stepchild doesn't do anything at our house, which in turn has made my biological kids lazy as hell. What to do? Parent life. Thanks for the laughs, Phlebotomy Gang. Gang. Okay, so question for y'all, man. What do you think is appropriate age or whatever for kids to do chores? Also, how would you navigate the situation? Because like he said, this is his biological kids are now taken after his stepchild. So what do y'all think?
I think that you should start making them motherfuckers do chores whenever they start asking for money. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, you want that new video game? Well, shit, look like you about to be doing some dishes, some laundry, you know what I'm saying, some vacuuming, and all that kind of shit. You know what I mean? Whenever they start asking for you for money and want stuff, that's when you should start freaking having them do chores and things like that. But not only just for that reason, though, having to do chores, though. I also feel it's important to teach them how to do chores and things like that so that when they become become adults and they get to living on their own, then they can be self-sufficient, meaning they know how to do their dishes. They know how to do their own laundry. They know how to keep a clean house. They know how to do all these things and don't have to result to having to have somebody pay, having to pay somebody to do these things for them. Because these, like, we not may not think about them, but these are life skills that, you know what I mean, they're going to actually need to have, you know what I'm saying, when they become adults. So, you know, whether you pay them to do it or not, you know what I'm saying, these are things that I feel that they should be doing or should be learning how to do.
Absolutely.
That's how I feel about that, you know. But it's like, if you're going to do it like we do, like we are all doing. We use the green light card. You know, if you do your chores and keep up with your chores, then, you know, I'll put some cash on your green light card. That way you can buy the things you want. And my card won't be all over the internet from freaking this website buying video games and that website buying toys. And yo, you can't accidentally buy some... Hey, for real, back. Like, you or Amazon, you know what I'm saying, come notifying me that a package came in because she done put something on my card. I pissed off. That's when that green light card comes in real handy.
What about you, Duke? Now, what you think?
Let's go through the list. Do the little heifers walk? If the answer is yes, that's one. Do the little heifers talk? If that's another one, if you check that box, there you go, another one. The little heifers can pick shit up. So if you answered yes to all three of those, them motherfuckers should be doing their chores.
Right. Here.
Yeah, my 4-year-old cleans his room. Yes, right. I got to tell him, but he'll say, okay, daddy, and he'll pick all his toys up. Now, as far as paying them, kind of like Mailman already said, I started doing, when I got the green light card for my daughter a while ago now, probably close to it. When did we start our podcast originally? I got it back then.
June.
Okay, so yeah. So, you know, 6 months now, she's been getting that. She's been getting, I set up to a lounge. It automatically comes out. And the green light card is cool, too. And I'm not just saying it because they paying us for it and all that good stuff. But the green light card is really good because you can set the allowance up in there and it reminds you. So it'll message you the day before, because you can set it for, you know, like mine comes out every Monday. So if she does her chores on the weekends, then she'll get paid on Monday. But that motherfucker will email you or message you and be like, did so-and-so do their chores? If not, pause the allowance. I'm like, you know what, green light? I'm feeling you. I like that shit. Pause. And we just go from there. And then it'll be like, well, maybe she'll, and it'll be like, well, maybe she'll get it next week or something like that. So
That's the shit I look too. You
know, for real. And then as far as the difference between like your real kids and your what was it? And your stepkids, whoop your real kids' ass. Fuck all that. Mm-hmm. If you tell them little heifers to do something and they don't do it, whoop their ass. I bet you they do it then.
Yep. I think
fuck all that.
Look, man. First of all, I think it's important to have chores with allowance, right? Because regardless of, you know, how you feel about them cleaning or anything like that, it's an opportunity to teach your kids about money. Right. And you get to educate them at an early age. You don't want a situation where they turn 16, get their first job and then start blowing it
frivolously
and start blowing their shit frivolously on like shoes and stuff like that. Yes, our kids is young. We know what they going to spend it on. Nothing serious, but it still gives us an opportunity to have conversations with our kids and talk to them like, hey, listen, you can spend this money or you can put it in the bank and watch it grow. That's up to you. You know what I mean? Or put it in the savings or invest it. There's lots of conversations you can have with your kids. And I love to give back credit to Bahia Shabazz because she really kind of opened my eyes as far as dealing with your kids on a financial level at an early age. When it comes to your stepchild, though, that's a whole nother dynamic that you got to have with your wife. Like, I don't know how old that boy is and your relationship. With him, your relationship with him or with them and the wife and him. And I don't know how that dynamic works, but it sounds like y'all ain't as a unit, you know, on the same page with him. You know what I mean? Right. If you're going to do chores, show, and it's a half-ass job, do it for your child the first time. And that sets the standard to like how it's supposed to be done. You know what I mean? Your room is not make your bed. Your floor is completely clear and all your shit is in the closet. That's not a clean room. You know what I mean? Set the standard of what a clean room is supposed to look like. And then you hold them to that standard. And if they don't complete it, then you don't sit there and say, you ain't get your room done. You know what I mean? You're not getting money. It's just, hey, I'm sorry you didn't do what you were supposed to do. You can do all chores right. at an early age. Barney had kids singing the cleanup song after every episode when they was three. I don't know why everyone all of a sudden is like, what is the early, too early of an age for them to have chores? Like Mailman right. said, they walk, talk, and pick up. They or like Duke said, if they walk, talk, and pick up shit, they good, they're ready to clean. And so
shit, my mom started us cleaning when I was 3 years old, like making our beds and shit like that. And the way she did it was, and this is kind of why I have this thing about people standing over me, watching me do something, because as a young age, 3-4 years old, my mom would literally take a chair, one of those fold down metal chair, sit it in the fucking doorway, sit in that bitch and be like, all right, do this, do this, do that, clean your room, clean this, clean that, clean that, and would sit there and make me do shit, you know what I'm saying, until it was done to her standard, not to mine. Mm-hmm. And she would sit there and watch me do it until it was fucking done. And she would fucking spot crumbs underneath the bed from the fucking doorway. I'm like, how the fuck she even see that shit? But she would fucking, she would see that shit and she would be on our ass. And then as we got older, around 10, like my mom didn't even freaking do any cleaning in the house. You know, it was me and my two older brothers. And we all, each week we rotated. We had 1 week, I'll be doing the dishes and cleaning the kitchen. My other brother be doing the bathroom and my other brother would do the living room. And then we all would tag team the bedroom together, yes. our bedrooms together. But, you know what I'm saying? And each week we would rotate. So, like, that was kind of how the system that we went off. And shit, my mom didn't pay us a fucking dime for doing that shit. We didn't get no allowances when it came to, like, doing chores and things like that around the house. We didn't start getting allowances or shit like that until, you know what I'm saying, schools or for grades and stuff like that. That's where we got, you know what I'm saying, our cash flow from for us from well, if you got straight A's or for every A you got $5, for every B you got three, for every C you got one, and you know what I'm saying, D's and F's you don't get shit. So like that's kind of the way my mom and them did it. So it's good thing to do is find a system that works for you guys and you know saying proper incentives to you know to make it work for them. But like shit, Ain't no age limit, or you know what I'm saying? If they could, like Dick said, if they can walk, talk, and fucking pick up, they can fucking do
chore. And here's the thing too: you don't gotta pay them for everything. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You can set up two lists where it's like, okay, this is the stuff you have to do because this is our house and you live here. This is a requirement. Period. And if you don't get this stuff done, you don't get freedoms. You don't get to play your game. You don't get to be on your phones all night. You don't get to sit here and go out to the movies or whatever it is your kids like to do. Once you get done that list, then there's a second list that you can do for chores and you can get paid for that. You know what I mean? There's tons of different ways to do it. You just got to find out what works for you and your family.
And right. plus, that's why you started younger too. Like, kind of like what you were talking about, man. Because she started young, as you got older, it was already embedded in your head that this is what I gotta do. So there was no brushback, there was no pushback, you know. So when you start, so yes, I was sort of joking, but at the same token, that's why I have my 4-year old do it. Because as he gets older, and he's gonna already know, okay, well, on Sunday I need to do this, or I need to make sure my room is clean, or I need to pick up this or pick up that. So as they get older, you don't get that pushback. Like what it sounds like this gentleman or woman, I don't even know if it's a man or a girl. So, you know, that's what it sounds like. What could have been happening with his wife is she didn't put those priorities on her son at a young age. And therefore, he doesn't want to do it. And now his kids, so it sounds like he did have that with them. But now they see that another child ain't doing it. So, of course, now they like, well, I don't, if he ain't doing it or he or she ain't doing it, then I don't want to do it. Yeah. So at this point, kind of like what you were talking about, News, is they're going to probably have to have a conversation and be a cohesive unit and be like, and sit all the kids down at one swoop and be like, hey, Everybody is going to contribute equally here. That's how you, that's as my parents used to tell me, that's how you pay your rent. Because you ain't got no money right now. That's how, that's part of that rent. That's part of why you got that roof over your head, or this roof over your head and that food in your belly and those clothes on your back. That's how you paying me back for that. And then once, you know, they establish that and show the proper respect and do that, then you deserve to be rewarded. I'm not going to reward you for something that you necessarily should be doing until you get to that point to where you prove to me that you deserve that. Facts. Because that's that, you know, so that's not a given. That's something that you earn. You earn this extra money for you to be able to do that. And that's just another life lesson for them to learn that, okay, I got to work for what I want, not wait for somebody to hand it to me.
Yeah. I think a lot of the situation is too, you look at it, if you look at it like these kids do a half-assed job and they want money, that's not a, the right way to look at it. You want to try to look at it in raising kids in general, right? You want to look at everything that as like, can this be an opportunity to grow them into well-rounded adults? And if so, how can I work that into whatever it is we're doing at as a unit, right? The son's a little bit older. Her son's a little bit older. You can still work that into his lifestyle. It's going to be harder because he's set in some ways, but at the same token, you can still build that. And same thing with your kid now that they're still young. So, you know what I'm
saying?
So,
And I also want to make this clear too. There's a such thing as teaching your kids responsibilities, and then there's also responsibilities of a parent to their child. And you know, saying you got to make sure you don't blur that line. As a parent, it's your responsibility to provide for that child, meaning keeping a roof over their head, keeping them fed, you know, saying things like that. That is your job as a parent. And that's what your responsibilities are. And so it's like what Duke was saying, when you come to the things that they want, the extras, you know what I'm saying, then yes, you're going to have to work for those things. Those things are not going to just be handed to you. But you're going to be responsible for things like cleaning, keeping your room clean. I'm not paying you to fucking clean your fucking room. That's something that you're going to be responsible for, because that's your room. That's where you hang out, you eat, sleep, fuck shit, and you know what I'm saying? Whatever you do in that motherfucker.
I hope they're not shitting in their room.
I was just about to say.
I hope they're not shitting in their room, man.
I'm about to, what but, the fuck is going on in Mailman now?
Listen.
That's what I call farting. But you know, but there's certain things that they should be made responsible for, just because, you know what I mean, they should be learning responsibility. Even as a child, they should start learning how to be responsible for things, because as an adult, they're going to have to be responsible for things. But also, you know, when it comes to extra things, and you can decide what those extra things are that they should do for money, but don't confuse the two with what your responsibilities are as a parent and what their responsibilities are as a child.
Yep, facts. And don't let them get confused and let them think that for whatever reason, because they're doing shit, that makes them not a child. No, you are still a child.
Because see, when you start telling them this is how you pay your rent, then they were like, well, shit, if I'm paying rent in this motherfucker, then I should be able to do what the fuck I want to do.
No. That means you get to live here.
Wait till they get 16. Yeah. Wait till they get 16. That's the type of shit they gonna say.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it happen before.
I tried that one time to my dad. My dad
was like, even you to try that shit.
Yeah. I'm gonna show you how you correct it though. I was trying that shit to my dad. I was like, you're not gonna keep telling me what to do. I got a job, you know what I mean? I'm almost grown. I drive, you know, you don't have to stop. You can't tell me what to do. And he's like, you're right, okay. I ain't gonna treat you like a kid no more. And I was like, good. And he backhanded the shit out of me and said, I'm going to treat you like a grown man. This my house. You disrespect me in my house, I'm gonna fuck you up. And I just nodded my head. I was like, you got it. You got it. I ain't gonna, you in. So I'm just saying, don't get it confused. Now, here's the thing. I'm not saying backhand all your kids.
All your kids?
Some of them motherfuckers.
Not all your kids. Some of them
need
just
that
a couple
shit.
Of them motherfuckers. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Backhand that redhead. That
back,
motherfucker.
Backhand one of them in front of everybody. Fuck, else. And they gonna be like, oh shit.
He choosing favorites.
Nah. You gotta set the example.
You gonna backhand them all, goddamn.
Wait, nope. If you got multiple kids and you backhand the tough one, all the other ones gonna be like, nah. You got Jacob. Jacob don't even cry when he stub his toe. I'm good. I ain't gonna fuck with daddy no more. So it's the same.
You don't want to be striking fear into the hearts of your kids.
Says who? Says who? Hey, to all my new listeners. To all our new listeners, let me make this clear. Fuck them kids. Okay. Don't strike fear in your kids. My ass.
Oh my God. Just set them up and watch them knock it down.
There's three things to fear in my house: the devil, IRS, and me. That's it. That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, damn.
I'm just fucking around.
You ain't shit.
And on that note, we'll take a quick break before we go. Phlebotomy gang, I hope everything works well. We hope everything works out. We hope you figure it out with your lady, man, and hope y'all get this back on track. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Not too long ago, we had the lovely Bahia Shabazz on one of our episodes to talk to us about Brown Girls Do Invest. Brown Girls Do Invest is a nonprofit organization established to educate women to invest in stocks, real estate, and to acquire multiple lines of income while encouraging women to invest and build a diverse financial portfolio. Brown Girls Do Invest develops money management skills and positive behavior in middle school and high school children, as well as the working class woman, to improve opportunities to build that diverse portfolio. Brown Girls Do Invest offers a year-round education, community-based programs, educational meetings, financial literacy programs, and even a mentorship program. Definitely check out browngirlsdoinvest.com and also on their Twitter and Facebook at Brown Girls Do Invest for more information. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of the episode. And we're back to the Real Dream Podcast. We're on to a second segment of the day, and we're talking about some of the things that we're dealing with personally. I know I'm dealing with it personally, and I wanted to, you know, reach out to my fellas and kind of talk about this, man. Dealing with your daughters going through the teenage years or going into it. All of our kids are around the same age. My daughter is 11. Dukes is 11. Mailman's is 10. And I got to say, from the bottom of my heart, I hate it here. I want to go home. I want my mama. Like, this shit sucks. I don't like this shit at all. And so I'm talking from just a man struggling with this shit, man. I wanted to talk to y'all and, you know, figured as I know there's someone out there that wants to hear what our struggles are dealing with girls going through these ages. I know someone right now is listening and saying, yes, thank you, Jesus. This is what I need to hear. I need this. So let me put this out there. What are some of the struggles that you guys are having dealing with daughters going through this maturation process?
Well, my daughter ain't reached the level that y'all daughters are at yet. You know,
give it a couple months.
I don't even want to fucking get ready for that shit. But like, if I had to say anything, like right now, would like, you know, saying kind of grinds my gears is fucking makeup. not because like I don't. Well, let me put it this way. Like, she's 10, so her doing her makeup, she doesn't know what she's doing. So, you know, since she coming out of the room looking like a raccoon with freaking dark spots around her eyes and, you know what I'm saying, purple shit on across her cheeks, and I'm like, oh my fucking God, ain't nobody teaching her no proper techniques or nothing. I don't fucking know when, so I can't tell her how to fucking do her makeup. And I'm like, why is your mom not teaching you? Got older sister too. These heifers don't wear makeup and don't fucking try to teach you how to fucking do your makeup. That's one part of it. It's like second part of it is I feel like, you know what I'm saying, she's 10. She's too young. She don't need to be wearing makeup. You know what I'm saying? She's beautiful as she is. Like, you know, usually women wear makeup to enhance their beauty, or, you know what I mean, to cover flaws or something like that. I don't know. I don't wear makeup. I just don't think my daughter should be wearing it either. But at the same token, I don't want to discourage her from it, because I know this is something that she will eventually, you know what I'm saying, get down and, you know what I'm saying, and get to develop those techniques by trial and error and things like that. And she can do it because she loves dressing up and doing cosplay and doing her makeup for the cosplay and things like that. And that could be, she's already likes to draw and, you know what I'm saying, it's a bit of an artist. So I don't want to, you know what I'm saying, diminish her artistic abilities, but I just don't like fucking seeing that damn makeup on her either. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's one of those things that I struggle with. And then the next thing is, you know what I'm saying, like, the main reason why I fucking implemented chores and shit, these little heifers nasty than a motherfucker. Like, don't want to fucking clean shit. Don't want to do nothing but fucking eat, sleep, and fucking play video games and talk on the fucking phone. Like, that's the struggles that I'm dealing with right now. It's like, you know, because she does everything else, you know what I mean? If I ask her to do something, she'll do it with no questions asked. She's doing good in school, the grades are up, so I can't really complain about that. I mean, what else can I really say, like, for struggles, you know what I'm saying? It's not so much as, you know what I'm saying, I'm struggling with being a father. It's just like those little nitpicky things, like, fucking stop wearing makeup. Plus, like, I've seen some horror stories and seen some documentaries, you know what I'm saying, that fucking make me fucking question everything about fucking makeup. Because I saw or read something somewhere that they was putting bat manure in fucking mascara or some shit like that. And I'm like, so you mean tell me this bitch is walking around here with shit on their face? Bat shit on your face, you shitty face ass bitch, think you look cute. No, I'm just kidding. but I'm serious. Like, I've seen another documentary where they were talking about, they had like a special task force or whatever, where they were literally going into shops and stuff, like in, I forget what area, what state it was, but they were going, it was like some swap meet type shit. And they were going in and they were taking these products off the market because they were like, you know what I'm saying, poorly made with poor materials and stuff like that. Like, they showed the one girl that thought she was getting some Kim Kardashian lips or some shit like that. Not Kim, the other sister, one of the fucking Kardashians. And they wanted the lip gloss that she had or whatever, and she couldn't afford the real version of what Kim Kardashian's sister had. So she brought a knockoff version of it, and the shit had super glue in it, and the girl super glued her fucking lips shut.
Wow.
Yeah, so I see shit like that and I'm like, I don't want my daughter ever wearing fucking makeup. I gotta fucking worry about shit like that. And then they, you know what I'm saying, sometimes it don't agree with your fucking skin and then your skin break out. Now you done ruined your face, you know what I'm saying, in your actual skin because you want to put on some bullshit that, you know what I'm saying, irritated it, that you don't even really fucking need. So, like, I don't know. I got an issue with makeup.
I got an issue. We can't tell.
I know, for real. I got an issue with the makeup, but I still allow it, you know what I mean? Just because I don't want to curve it. So that's an internal struggle.
It sounds like a struggle, boy. You're going to war with that shit, boy.
For real.
Y'all ain't seen the shit that I done seen, man. Motherfuckers getting hospitalized for makeup. Like, what the fuck? That's my baby. She's only 10. I want to fucking in the hospital for fucking skin reaction to makeup, or fucking I gotta go to the doctor and fucking find out how we can get her lips unfucking super glued.
Just fucking stay on the super glue.
Crazy. Like, I didn't know they were putting shit like that in fucking makeup, and you know what I mean? Like, what else are they putting in there? Fucking rat poison? Shit, who knows what the fuck they putting in that motherfucking makeup?
Nah, they put rat poison in cigarettes.
Man, manure and all that old fucking bullshit. No, man, no.
What about you, Duke? What do you think?
For me, a couple things. One, I'm not a woman, so there's certain things I can't help you with, like your
time of the month.
Your visitor. that comes every so often. I can't help you with that. I literally had to tell her, Daddy can't help you with that. So
no shit.
I can just be there for you the best I can, but you know, I can't give you no advice. You got a mama for that. You know, but then other than that, it's just them three little human beings that I love so much, always on the goddamn phone. My child didn't even want a phone.
No, she didn't.
Her mother had to convince her to get a phone. Now that little heifer will not put the phone down. Like, literally, I'd be like, it's time to eat. This little heifer gonna walk in there with the phone, and they still on the phone while she's eating dinner. Yeah. So I have to be like, look, no, y'all not talking while y'all eating. So,
no shit.
But they will literally, if she ain't on the phone with News's daughter, she on the phone with Mailman's daughter. And then also, all three of them have us be on the phone at the same time. And if you listen to their conversation, that just makes you feel like you're drunk.
Right?
Like you're drunk.
I mean, they just keep going. They just keep going. Oh, and y'all know, if my child is quiet until she get around y'all kids. So I mean, y'all kids first off. And then all of a sudden, they just make me feel like I'm drunk when I listen to them talk. I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. I'm like, did I drink something? Because, I mean, just got your head spinning. They just keep going. There is no silence. There is no...
And they be talking shit.
Exactly. I don't even know when they breathe. I don't know when they take a breath because they just keep talking the whole time. Talk. I'm like, what the hell?
Mustard, crusted, dusted.
I be like, damn, these heifers is mean.
Cancer Elsa. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? You be making up shit to call motherfuckers.
I know. God damn. Really? She be telling me stories about, you know, this girl musty, this guy rat. I be like, why don't you just apologize?
Why y'all so mean?
Like, they mean. They mean to us, daddy. Are you sure? We know we
don't mean that shit. We know we don't mean. And I'm like, well, shit, all right, I guess I'll just stay out of y'all fucking business.
Yeah.
I stay out of it. Like, Lord. Like the mulatto Charlie's Angels. Boy,
For real.
They be scaring me, man. I envy you, Duke. I envy you because you was like, daddy can't help you with your visitor. You have to go to mommy. I ain't got no fucking choice. I got it.
That's true. I can't help you with your dark passenger.
I can prep you with an emergency bag. That's about all I can do is prep you with an emergency bag. Yep. Change your underwear, change your clothes, and some pads, or you know what I'm saying? Something like that with some chocolate in there.
I got monthly educations. I got emergency bags. I got the SOS call from school. I got all types of... Man, let me tell you the most frustrating thing about all this, right? I have been preparing for this moment for like a year and a half, right?
Oh, shit.
So, you know, because as soon as I realize it's just me, I'm like, I'm not going to be cut off guard by Aunt Flo. We're going to get acquainted before you come visit my damn house. You know what I mean? And so when she had her first cycle, I was prepared. I was like, all right, cool. I'm glad we home and this is happening, right? You know where everything is. You know what you got to do. Let's have a conversation about it and talk about it again. We rehashed it. She was like, okay, cool. And, you know, we worked out little things, but I was like, dope, man. I had this. I'm good. Then I went to work. Now, for those of you who don't know, I also work in the medical field, surrounded by a bunch of women. And I'm, you know, and so I was like proud of myself. I was like, yo, pat me on the back. You know what I'm saying? She had her cycle. I was prepared. I got pads of different sizes. I got the education down. I got this, that, and the third. And every single woman there critiqued how they would have done it differently. Everything that I did, I was like, yo, we were prepared for this. Was I wrong? Like, as soon as I was on cloud nine, they beat me to a pulp. And I think it was a sense But they didn't do it on purpose, right? It was just like, oh, did you talk to her about this? Did you talk to her about this? Does she have a book? She needs a book. She needs
this. That's what I'm talking about.
And she, right. It's like, she needs this. And I'm like, yeah, we have a book. Yeah, we have education. You got these pads. You need to have these. Like, it was like, all of a sudden, it was like, yo, I got this. Like, and it was like, this, that, and the third. And I think what it was that it was like motherly instincts, right?
Yeah, exactly. We don't have that part. We don't. We ain't got no experience in that section right there.
That was some female experience shit that was coming out. Like, that was
that's some life stories.
You know, damn it. Coming out.
Oh, shit.
That's what that was.
Yeah. And I think in that moment, they all realized, they all went back to the fact of, like, in their home, they do not expect the husband or any man in the house to know shit about this conversation. So when you having a conversation with me, they are not acting like I knew shit about this. But I was like, I went in there, I was like, yeah, I'm the man. Who's the man? Strong, healthy, black man. I was like feeling myself. Walked out of there, I was like, am I the problem?
Like, start reevaluating your life choices.
Yeah. I had to rehash the whole. I had to play back the whole thing. I'm like, maybe I could have got a different book. Like, maybe I. And another thing is, I'm not prepared for all these damn emotions. Like, as adults, women have, like, not saying they have their emotions under control, but you know what to expect after a certain point of living most of your life with them. You understand you're emotional. You understand this is my time. I need to be by myself, leave everybody alone before I cut somebody. You understand that, right? You know what I mean? Kids don't. So she be like, daddy, I'm emotional. Like, this hurt my feelings. And what he said hurt my feelings. And my feelings got hurt because of my feelings. And then my heart hurt my feelings. And and I'd be like, damn, will you leave me alone? She's like, see, daddy, now you hurt my feelings. And now my heart hurt. I'd be like, I don't know what the fuck to do. Like, can we go back to the age where you were just like upset and you got a hug and everything was better? Like, can we just go back to that?
No shit. Start hitting you with that F word, cussing you out.
Feel. Stop growing up. Oh. It was so frustrating. It just to let our listeners, our new listeners, know I ain't the tallest motherfucker in the world. I'm 5'8¼". I'm the tallest man in my family next to my dad.
Oh my God, this motherfucker said a quarter.
What in the hell does this have to do with anything? What does your height have to do with this?
Because she's going through her growth spurts, and she's now one or two inches smaller than my brother.
Oh my God.
Like, she's standing on her tippy toes and they're the same height.
Like, you afraid she's going to outgrow you?
No, she outgrowing him. I got it planned out. I got this whole scene going to outgrow me. I'm going to have her carry cinder blocks from the backyard to the front yard. And then I'm going to have her carry cinder blocks from the front yard to the backyard. And then she's going to slip a disc. And then that's going to stun a crow.
That's so fucked up.
I've been thinking about it. I've been prepared for this.
Hey, why don't you just buy your dumb ass some stilts and, you know what I'm saying, make yourself a little bit taller when you're walking around her ass. I mean, slipping discs and shit. That's fucking...
Hey, nigga, did you know that you can get your knees done now?
Oh, my God.
Like, that's a procedure that you could do.
Oh, my God.
That gives you 3 inches. Can you imagine daily news at 5'11"?
Way off topic.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be about our daughters.
Struggles.
And your ass then pulled it all the way around back to you and some motherfucking stretch knees.
Oh, no shit. Guess what?
You and some goddamn stretch knees. This is what we're talking about, right?
If she gets taller than me, guess what? It's going to be another struggle daily. Watch.
Oh, my God.
Y'all going to be like, what's wrong with y'all? What's wrong with you today, Daily News? I'm like, my daughter came home and I looked up at her and started crying.
She's gonna be tapping you on the forehead. You don't tell me what to do, Dad.
10 years from now, she's gonna be looking down like, Daddy, you got a bald spot on the top of your head.
Oh, man. Go get your ass out of my house.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Shit. Cut that baby a break.
Listen, look, man, I love all daughters, man. And though this is a struggle dealing with this age group and this everything like that, man, it's a beauty watching these little girls turn into women. And I am thoroughly enjoying swimming in this deep ocean, waiting for a lifeguard to come catch me, because it's I'm enjoying the swim, but I don't see no land in sight. So if someone don't come get me, I'm gonna drown. So on that note, man, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, we're excited to announce our partnership with Greenlight. Our Greenlight card. Yeah.
Hold on. I wrote a commercial. You wanna hit? Here you go. Greenlight. Cause I use it and they paying me for it. Right. Cha-ching. Bam, man. There you go.
And that's commercial. All right, back to the show.
And we're back to the Real Dream Podcast. We're on to our third segment of the day.
On the next episode of Ratchet News.
Me. Let's get ratchet, motherfucker.
Stupid. Oh, man. Oh my God.
Hey, I missed it, man. First one of the new year, man. Let's get to it.
Yo, shit. Is it some recent news?
It is, man. This is from December. News article goes, NYPD rookie gives lieutenant a lap dance at a wild Halloween party, and they are both now under investigation.
Yeah, damn.
NYPD rookie got down and dirty at a holiday bash at a Bronx precinct, giving her lieutenant a raunchy on-video lap dance at a wild event, according to footage and sources. The not-so-finesse moment infuriated the department higher ups, who have launched an investigation into the incident and already booted the lieutenant to transit. He went to a lieutenant to a transit cop.
Sure.
Damn.
The newbie female cop is seen in the steamy footage wearing a checkered black and white miniskirt, black cutoff tank top, and black knee-high boots as she grinds on the 44th Precinct Lieutenant Nick McGarry, according to law enforcement sources and several videos. Oh my God, someone in the crowd shouts. The married, grinning higher ups, sits in a chair in the middle of the crowd, at times resting his hands on his sexy underling's thighs as she shakes her booty against his groin and some people cheers.
Oh my goodness.
She had this plan. You heard what she had on, or you read what she had on. So she planned this shit.
McGarry, who lives with his wife.
Was he literally trying to fuck the police?
McGarry, who lives with his wife in the city's northern suburbs, Mrs. knows he Officer. Fucked up, the police say. Messing with your subordinates is a no-no on the job.
Wee.
Oh, man. I forgot on that.
Officer. Was that a Wayne song?
I remember that somewhat.
Please take these handcuffs off the first.
I'll just go perform for a little bit, ain't y'all?
Hey, sorry.
Oh, y'all, so.
Proceed.
Carry on. A couple days later, the wife was caught on camera yelling "fuck you" to the photographers as they were recording her husband and her having an argument outside their house.
Oh damn!
Husband restrains his wife, telling her it's not worth it. Get back in the car. There are other things to worry about in this world. The wife added, as she yelled "f you, f you, f you" one last time. Let's get
into it. I got questions.
Yes.
What is the need for the investigation for? Like, you know what I'm saying? Did he whip the dick out? You know what I'm saying? And while she would grind on it and just put it in there? Like, I don't get what's the need for investigation. Why is he getting demoted? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's a lap dance.
So it's a lap dance by the lieutenant of the 44th precinct by a newbie police officer while you are married. It shows a compromise of judgment, integrity, and character that are things that a police officer should not have shown. Mm. And not only that, the entire precinct is there at this Christmas party. They're cheering them on. So it shows that kind of behavior is acceptable. with that precinct. Because everybody like, hey, man, get it. See a newbie. We know you married with a wife at home.
Oh, true. My God.
Yeah, man.
So. I ain't going to lie right now. That scene from The Best Man, when he getting the lap dance from Candy, that's what's going through my head right
now. No.
That's the only thing I can think of.
If you see the video,
you got the video?
I could get the video.
I want to see them thighs. Oh, I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Like, you got the video? I want to see this. She must have been downright raunchy with it. Like, you know what
You heard
like,
what?
Booty cheeks in her face. Mini skirt?
She playing that. Something might have been going on already.
But I mean, like, I'm also at the point where I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, y'all really expect police to have more integrity, like they ain't people too, like, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time,
we do. That's the job. Yeah.
But they don't, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, this shit don't surprise me. I'm surprised that you motherfucker didn't fucking, this bitch went balancing motherfucking shots in her boobs and letting them drink out of it. Goddamn. I'm like, this shit don't surprise me at all.
Yeah, it's definitely compromising, right? It's definitely not something you want to be bragging about.
I smell spousal support coming. That's the fuck I smell. It's some spousal support coming. That I hope that gentleman is prepared for that, because his wife about to leave him.
Well, the way she dancing on him, he might got a new one. Shit.
Yeah, that's true too.
He got a new wife out there, because he had his hands around her, like, you know, that was pretty intimate, like, you know what I mean? Like, this wasn't their first time. Maybe that's
exactly that's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's the cause for the investigation. Like, he been hitting that.
Mm-hmm.
Now everybody know he hitting it.
Yep.
Yeah. His you could tell his wife in this photo is not.
Oh, that's his wife.
Yeah.
That's his wife.
That's his wife.
Bro, yeah, he definitely hitting that. He definitely hitting that rookie cop. Damn it. I didn't mean like that. I kind of meant it like that. I kind of meant it like that, but I didn't really mean it like that. I don't know how I meant it. But damn. Rookie of the year.
This motherfucker said rookie of the year. Here's the thing. Bruh. I don't care what she look like, right? If you sign on that dotted line, mm-hmm. I do, you got an obligation to this woman.
Right.
If you don't like it, then cut bait.
But this is what I'm saying. I wouldn't even put the chair out there. You know what I'm saying? If she couldn't have got that close to me, I would have kicked in her back like, no, move. You ain't getting me in no trouble like that. Hell no.
Why would you even sit in the middle of the room? Like
that's
that?
What I'm saying. I wouldn't even put the chair out there for that. Yeah. Nope. We not doing that. You know, girl, better get your ass over there.
Yeah,
call you later on.
And now you won't believe this. The cop who did the lap dance is now playing the victim because she feels like she would have never gotten this kind of hate on social media if she was a man. And so
it's not going around giving their lieutenants lap dances.
Yeah. And let's be clear, it's not because you a woman that everybody hates you, it's because you a homewrecker. And everybody stop acting like you all of a sudden Teresa. You knew exactly what you was doing when you wore that damn miniskirt and was like, I'm going to keep doing it. Oh, yeah, somewhere, man. I hope he's on traffic duty and something happens where everyone knows where he is. And then all these married women all of a sudden try to clip him accidentally with their car. Not saying they hit him. I'm not saying they hit him. I'm saying he got Mike Dodge a minivan or two. You know what I mean? So,
damn. I actually feel kind of bad for him. Some men are strong enough to handle temptation like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel sorry that he's so weak.
Yeah. Nope. I don't. I don't. Nope. Nope. If I went into the gym right now and try to lift 300 pounds, I'm going, that shit going to break my fucking chest. Then that's me biting off more than I can chew. You realize you can't handle temptation, your ass shouldn't be married.
Hey, motherfuckers probably think I'm weird at the gym because I don't even be looking at motherfuckers direction. And then even when they fucking come and try to fucking, you know, work out right in front of me, like if I'm on the treadmill and they on the elliptical that's right in front of me and shit, I'm like picking up my phone, looking at shit on the fucking phone or something. Like, I don't even want to go into that fucking field where I'm be known as the creeper in the fucking gym, staring at bitches. But, you know, some of them women be wearing some things that, you know, say, like, they are attractive. They in the gym. They working out. You know what I'm saying? So they are getting fit. They are attractive. And so, like, it's hard not to look, you know what I'm saying? But I damn sure they ain't finna be in there staring and trying to touch you. Yeah, this motherfucker, you couldn't just, you know what I'm saying, do like every normal guy do, take a little quick glance and keep it moving. Mm-hmm. You got to go put a chair in the middle of the floor and start, like, rubbing and touching on the bitch. Yeah, you out of pocket.
Mm-hmm. To everyone in that precinct that is working with that woman, I would all start comparing y'all pays, because if she making more than y'all, y'all know why.
That's fucked up.
The real thing is, what goes on there for them to think that that was appropriate. That's what I think the investigation is about, too, because they obviously felt comfortable enough to be like, let's do this, because this is appropriate. So something going on in that princy, too. Yeah. So
we're not saying
that was a bar, though, they were at, right? So
it was a whole Christmas party.
That was them. That was the precinct there. That was their Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't at the bar?
It was. The whole precinct that was off duty, it had a Christmas party at the bar. And so it was the precinct that was all doing this. If you create an environment where it is okay for your lieutenant of the precinct to get a lap dance by a new cop in front of everyone cheering on him and recording it, knowing this is a married man, you have created a toxic work environment. And that is not good. Because what that basically says is that you guys are willing to overlook certain ethical things that each other does.
Yeah.
But anyway, man, let's get to it. Is there anything you guys want to say?
I hope you had a happy New Year's and a wonderful Christmas, and, you know, enjoy spending time with your loved ones, and as we all did. So we back, bitches.
Facts. What about you, Duke?
I second that. We're back.
I'm surprised that we actually talked about, you know, like the green light card and chores, Duke, that you didn't one time do the green light shit this time. So I was,
but you're gonna play it during the commercial.
Don't try to, exactly. Yeah, and don't try to tell me what to do.
I ain't telling you what to do. I'm just
Don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to do. Let me live my life.
Motherfucker.
Let me live my life.
All I gotta say is, you know, to Phlebotomy Gang, I hope everything works out.
Gang.
Crip gang.
See, I done prayed for you for baby Jesus once. I ain't doing it again. Right?
Y'all the one called the Bloods. I ain't doing that shit at all. I'm sorry. I couldn't resist.
Look,
that shit was funny.
So to my man's Mailman and Duke brothers, listen, I love you guys.
Love you too. Love both of y'all.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you was gonna say some more shit.
Oh, I do. I wish you guys nothing but success and happiness as always and forever, especially with this new year, man. And to all listeners out there, you guys keep dreaming. Take care.
Forever. Each moment with you.
I'm leaving that shit in there. That shit gonna play through the credit. That shit in there.